do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today as we continue learning about making our brains smarter. Well, of course, in yesterday's lesson, we learned some tips, some steps toward making your brain smarter. Now, maybe you are curious about this. Maybe you are a little doubtful. Can we actually make our brains smarter? Well, that's a good question. Carolyn, what do you think about this?
Well, a lot of people think that, oh, well, there are very smart people in the world, and then there are people who are not as smart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it might just take you a little bit longer to learn it. I think that if you continue to work at it, you try to learn things, then you can still improve your brain. You can make it faster. Mm-hmm. You can make it stronger. And there are a lot of good memory tricks and games that you can do to even just help you remember people's names when you first meet them.
That's right. So even beyond today's lesson, you can go online and look up some of these memory tricks, ways to improve your memory. Well, I agree. I think it's kind of like physical exercise. For some people, it will take a lot to get physically fit. For other people, it's a little bit faster, but it's always possible to improve. Let's get started with the second part of our lesson for today. Make your brain smarter.
Make your brain smarter. Use your non-dominant hand. If you are right-handed, use your left hand for everyday activities. Or use your right hand if you are left-handed. Doing familiar things in a new way will cause your brain to create new neural networks. Read often. As you read, take the time to look up people or places that aren't familiar. Reading expands your vocabulary if you search for words and definitions that you don't know. Do puzzles. According to the Mayo Clinic, doing Sudoku and crossword puzzles keeps the brain sharp into your senior years.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Challenges can be a great way to exercise your brain, keeping it sharp and healthy. We'll learn about some great ways to challenge our brains in today's article. But before we begin, let's take a look at our key words for the day. Non-dominant. Non-dominant is an adjective. My left hand is my non-dominant hand, but I can still write with it. Look up. Look up is a phrasal verb. Look up the address before we leave. Then we can tell the cab driver where to take us. Senior. Senior is an adjective. Lara enjoys working with senior adults and says that she gains a lot of wisdom from them. Critical. Critical is an adjective. The task requires critical thinking skills. Your more information words are Sudoku. Sudoku is a noun. Crossword. Crossword is a noun. Tweet. Tweet is a verb. Sounds like we'll learn some great and interesting information. Let's jump right into the article.
Well, I do enjoy doing puzzles to keep my brain sharp, but let's go to our first step for today. It is use your non-dominant hand. And that is a word from our word bank. Non-dominant means not dominant or not the main one. So a lot of times we do use this term when talking about hands. Are you right-handed or left-handed? Which one is your dominant hand?
Well, for me, it's my right hand. That's my dominant hand. I use my right hand to write, and I also lead with my right hand more when I'm playing drums. So if I want to make my brain smarter, maybe I should lead more with my left hand, do more with my left hand on the drums. Hey, that's great for drummers out there. This is a great tip. Lead more with your non-dominant hand.
And that's great. You can practice writing as well. And in our first tip right here, if you are right-handed, use your left hand for everyday activities, or use your right hand if you are left-handed. And so everyday activities, that could just mean writing your name. So instead of using my right hand to hold a pen, I would use my left hand and try writing with it.
I've done that before. It's not a very good idea. My handwriting is not very clear when I do that, but maybe I should just practice more. Well, anyway, it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Good to see you, friends. I'm glad we get to see each other almost every day.
That's right. Every day except Sunday. Hey, Steve, how is everyday spelled? Is it one or two words?
Well, good question, Ken. The answer is, it depends. In today's lesson, we see the sentence, use your left hand for everyday activities. Now, everyday is one word here, and that's because it's an adjective, meaning common and ordinary.
So everyday activities are ordinary daily activities like brushing your teeth or locking the front door. We might also talk about everyday people, and that means ordinary people.
Right. So when do we use everyday as two words? When we're using it as an adverb phrase, meaning each separate day. If I write, I get up every day at 7, I should write every day as two words.
So in that example, every day, two words serve the function of an adverb, modifying the verb phrase, get up.
So let's go back to Ken's initial question. In the sentence, we see each other almost every day. Is every day one or two words? Well, it should be every day, two words.
Everyday 到底是一个字还是两个字？如果你要用 everyday 用来表示每一天，那是两个字，要分开来。那这个用法呢 ？Everyday 是个副词片语。I get up at 7 every day. 我每天七点钟起床。Everyday 是两个字。那如果把 everyday 合并成一个字，就变成一个形容词，表示日常的、平常的或平凡的。我们的 everyday life 就是我们的日常生活。Everyday people 是指一般的人、普通人。今天的课文建议习惯用右手的人改用左手从事 everyday activities 日常的活动。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Every day you have great English tips for us. Well, let's continue here learning about using our non-dominant hands, doing something.Familiar or doing familiar things in a new way will cause your brain to create new neural networks. Now, in yesterday's lesson, we saw the phrase neural pathway. Here we see neural networks. Actually, it kind of means the same thing. It's a connection of some kind.
That's right. Although I think a network might be a little bit more complicated than just a pathway. So a pathway would be a single path, and a network, everything is coming together. And that's great. If you use your non-dominant hand, you can create these networks in your brain.
That's right. Well, we see another thing, another step towards having a smarter brain, and that is to read often. Of course, your parents...and your teachers, and lots of people encourage you to read. And here you see that it can be helpful for your brain. As you read, take the time to look up people or places that aren't familiar. Do you do that?
That is a great tip. And to look something up, to look up, that is from our word bank as well. If you look something up, then you look for more information about it. So if you come across a name of a person or a place that you aren't really familiar with, you can do a quick search on the internet now. It's very easy to look up information about the place.
Actually, I frequently do that with my smartphone. If I'm not sure about something, I'll just go to the online dictionary or encyclopedia and look it up. Of course, it's kind of funny that the words look up are in this sentence as word bank words. If you didn't know what those words meant, you could look them up in a dictionary.
That's right. Well, we continue. Reading expands your vocabulary if you search for words and definitions that you don't know. So again, it's not just people and places that you're not familiar with, but words as well. So look up those definitions and learn some new words in English or in Chinese.
That's right. These will expand your vocabulary or stretch your vocabulary. Now let's see another tip here. Do puzzles. According to the Mayo Clinic, doing Sudoku and crossword puzzles keeps the brain sharp into your senior years.
Well, that is great because I love to do Sudoku and crossword puzzles. They are so much fun, although crossword puzzles can be very difficult.
They can be a little difficult, but actually I find them more challenging than Sudoku. I prefer doing crossword puzzles. Carolyn, do you like Sudoku or crossword more?
I think that Sudoku puzzles are usually easier for me because they're set up on just the grid and they give you a few numbers and then you just have to play this number game trying to figure out which number goes in which square. But a crossword puzzle, you have all these different clues and it can be very tricky.
That's right, but it can be a great way to improve your knowledge of the English language, especially doing a crossword puzzle. Actually, I think many newspapers include crossword puzzles and Sudoku puzzles. Try them out if you haven't yet.
That's right. And in this sentence here, we do have another word from our word bank, senior. Talking about your senior years, that just means when you are older.
You're older. Well, past retirement age. Usually you talk about a senior citizen as someone who is past the age of retirement. And of course, someone who is older like this, maybe 60 or 70 or older, are in their senior years.
And if you play these games, keep your mind sharp, then you will not have as many memory problems during your senior years. Well, right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点我们看的是 dominant 这个形容词 ，D-O-M 这个字根有支配或统治的意思，所以 dominant 是指占优势的或者是惯用的。例如 ,my right hand is my dominant hand, 我惯用的手是右手。或者是 ,Teresa was a dominant figure in the fashion business back in the 90s. Teresa 在90年代的时尚界举足轻重。她的动词是 dominate, D-O-M-I-N-A-T-E, 意思是指支配。例如 ,Brenda tends to dominate her children and won't let them make any decisions.Brenda 会有支配儿女的倾向，她不让他们做任何的决定。继续我们看的是 look up 这个动词片语。look up 在这里不是指往上看，而是指在参考书或者是资料中查阅或查询。例如 ,Sean looked up the meaning of this word on his online dictionary website. Sean 在线上字典查阅了这个字的意思。或者是 the boss looked up the employee's address in his file. 老板在员工档案中查到这个员工的地址。
Well, in our lesson today, making our brains smarter, we learned some steps toward making our brains even smarter.And of course, one of these steps was to use our non-dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, start using your left hand more. Another tip, of course, was to read often. Don't neglect reading. And if you don't know what something means, look it up. If you're not sure what a place is, or if you want to find out more about a place while you're reading, look those things up. These will make your brain smarter. Well, of course, we have more steps to learn. Let's do that now.
Make your brain smarter. Calculate while you shop. As you put things in your grocery cart, total everything in your head. See how close you get to the actual total. Play video games. Studies have found that certain video games force you to use critical decision-making skills and can even improve students' math scores. Tweet. Read messages from people who represent a wide range of interests. And some say that learning to express yourself in just 140 characters is a great brain challenge. So, get in the habit of challenging your brain and make yourself smarter.
Let's continue learning about these steps to make our brains smarter. The next step is to calculate while you shop. Now, if you calculate something, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, you're kind of doing math in your head. Okay, so of course you could have a machine called a calculator that can help you calculate. But even without a calculator, you can try to calculate things in your head. Do this while you shop.
That's right. And we continue as you put things in your grocery cart. Total everything in your head. So if something is 99 cents and something else is 59 cents, can you total that in your head? Try and see.
All right. So try to do this. Now see how close you get to the actual total. All right. You added those things in your head. You did your own calculating. How close are you to the total? Well, here we see the word total used in different ways, right? These two sentences, you can total everything in your head and see the actual total. So that word can be a noun or a verb.
That's right. So, can you do this? Do you try to calculate things in your head as you shop? I know sometimes I try to, just so I know how much I'm spending.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I don't usually do it that often. I try, but I try to maybe estimate. I don't go with the exact number. Carolyn, do you do this when you shop so that you can save money?
Yes, I do it so that I know how much I'm spending, and if I think I'm spending a little bit too much, maybe I will reconsider what I'm buying.
All right, well, I think it is a good idea. Right now, it's time for us to go on to the next tip here, the next step, play video games. Wait a minute. I thought we should read more often and maybe play games less?
Well, we didn't say to play games less. In fact, we had puzzles that are great ways to improve your memory. And some video games can be good for your brain. Studies have found that certain video games force you to use critical decision-making skills and can even improve students' math scores.
All right. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, critical. If you have critical decision-making skills, that means you are using your brain. You're being thoughtful and careful in judging something.
That's right. So you can think about them very carefully. You think about something critically. You look at all aspects of it. And you can take a critical look at a book that you want to discuss. You can take a critical look at a puzzle that you're trying to solve. Or here, you can have critical decision-making in certain video games.
And sometimes you might hear the phrase critical thinking skills. It's important to have critical thinking skills. Not to just read everything and listen to everything and then just put it in your brain. No, you should think about those things that are in your brain. Think about the things that other people are telling you, even the things that your teachers are telling you. You should be able to ask questions about those things. Have critical thinking skills.
Those are great to develop, and they will help make your brain smarter. Now, our last step here is very interesting. Tweet. And here it's talking about Twitter, one of these social media sites. And you tweet on this site. Now, Gabe, how do we continue about this tweeting?
Well, there is a benefit to tweeting. I don't do it. But here's the benefit. Read messages from people who represent a wide range of interests. Okay, so you're learning about lots of different kinds of people with many different backgrounds.
That's right, and many different opinions so that you can form your own opinions and have new ideas. Maybe you will find something that you've never even thought about. And some say that learning to express yourself in just 140 characters is a great brain challenge. How can I say this idea with only 140 characters? It's like a puzzle.
it's true, and it's great. Actually, a lot of advertising is good at this. People who are into marketing and advertising know how to say something big or complicated in a short way. 140 words or less on Twitter. Okay, so get in the habit of challenging your brain and make yourself smarter.
Well, this is great, and we do want to get in the habit of doing things. A great phrase. If you are in the habit, then you are used to it. You do it often. Are you in the habit of going to bed early?
No, I'm not in the habit of doing that. I'm in the habit of getting up late. I should get out of the habit and get into the habit of getting up early. So you can get into the habit of something or get out of a bad habit. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Eat a sensible diet and get plenty of exercise. Yeah, keep your body healthy and strong.
Right, but don't forget about your brain.
Right, here are 10 steps to make your brains healthier and smarter.
Ha! Follow these 10 steps. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Number 1. Limit TV viewing.
And watch educational and informative shows.
Number 2. Travel. It provides stimulation to the brain.
And you can see and do new things.
Number 3. Learn a new language.
New learning methods will sharpen your brain.
Number 4. Master a new subject.
Learn something new and stretch your brain.
Number 5. Use your non-dominant hand.
Right.
Left.
Do familiar things in a new way.
Number 6. Read. Look up things. Expand your vocabulary.
It will make you smarter.
Number 7. Do puzzles. They will keep your brain sharp.
Yeah. And finally, do something fun.
Number 8 is calculate. When you shop, calculate the amount in your head.
And try to guess the total.
Number 9 is fine. Play video games. They're fun.
Oh, yeah. And they will force you to use critical skills.
Number 10 is tweet.
Tweet?
Tweet. Express yourself in just a few words. It challenges your brain.
So, those are the 10 steps?
Yes!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, come on. Follow these steps. 5, 6, 7, 8.
好，接下来我们看的是 critical 这个形容词。Critical 在这里是指重要的或关键性的。例如 ,getting this loan is critical to the survival of our company. 得到这笔贷款决定我们公司的生存与否。Critical 也指严重的或者是有危险的。例如 ,the patient is in critical condition. 这名病患目前生命垂危。或者是 ,the troops are in a critical state and need help. 部队目前情况危急需要援助。所以我们看的是 tweet 这个动词。Tweet 是指在网际网络上发推文，例如 The singer tweeted that he's preparing for his second album. 这位歌手发推文说他正在预备第二张专辑。Tweet 也指小鸟鸣叫，例如 I heard the baby birds tweeting in my backyard. 我听到后院有幼鸟鸣叫的声音。And let's see what our teachers are up to. The past 2 days, we've talked about 10 different tips or steps toward a smarter brain. Now, which one do you think is the most beneficial to you, Gabe?
Well, the most beneficial one, I think, is learning another language because I'm making my brain smarter and I'm also learning how to communicate with someone who speaks another language. What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I really like the idea of mastering a new subject, and that could include languages, but I love to learn. I want to be a student for life.
Well, I think that's a great thing to do. We are all students for life. Thank you for joining us here, Students for Life, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.